Matt Towns, 93.1 Jams. What's going on? It's Chris in the Morning Rush. And Tracy, as you know, honey, we are all about supporting the beautiful, hardworking ladies that are here in Madtown and surrounding areas.
Yes, we love our lady bosses.
Yes, we do. And let's be honest, COVID has been H-E-double-L hockey sticks. And if you have been stuck in your house and you're already feeling jacked up, like your hair is falling out, your nails have broken off, you're not happy with that. What else you might not be happy with is the fact that you're looking at a man that you are tired of and you don't want to be in that situation anymore. What happens? Well, we are really excited. You actually happen to give a call to this powerhouse woman. Take a listen to this.
My passion is right now, I talk about how to get what you want, have it your way, how to negotiate your way into getting what you want, and guess what? Get the other person to like it. Who here hates conflict? Really understanding that at the core of what's going on when you're negotiating or having an interaction with somebody is both sides want to know that they matter.
Every single person who has ever walked through my doors and interviewed me as a new client has said, I don't want to fight. But everybody has their version of what they think is going to be fair.
So how do you get that person to do anything?
Well, we've got that person on the phone. She is the top 1% attorney. She has been recognized as the best lawyer in America. She has appeared on Extra, NPR, in Time, on Forbes magazine, the Huffington Post. Dr. Drew was actually one of our favorites as well. And she is here and arriving. Say hello to best-selling author and top divorce attorney, Miss Rebecca Zung. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be with you guys.
Oh, yay. Yes. We're excited to.
Oh, yes. This is really awesome that we're talking to you because a lot of ladies, of course, need to recognize that this is a very difficult time, especially if this is something that they are going through. So let's talk about divorce rates. Are they going up during COVID? Is that what you're seeing right now?
Well, I saw that there was a huge spike right in June when everybody came out of that first initial lockdown. Apparently, the divorce rate was up like 34% right at that moment. So I think it's like still higher than it used to be, but it's kind of steadied out a little bit.
Wow. Is it just because, you know, we've got nothing else to do than sit down and stare at the person that we've been with for so many years?
I think it's more like everybody was sort of like, there was probably problems to begin with.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you were being able to go out, live your life, maybe one person traveled for work or something like that, you know, the only time you have to look at each other is maybe like, at night to go to sleep, and it was like easy to kind of not pay attention to what the issues were.
Yeah.
But then when we went on to severe lockdown in March, that was when it was like, okay, now I have to look at you. Now I have to talk to you. I can't go anywhere. I can't get away from you. And I think that's when, you know what, hit the fan.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a wake-up call for a lot of couples, definitely. If you're married or you're not, and then you realize, like you said, you're stuck at home, and usually you're distracted doing other things, like you're being a mom, and then you're going to work, and then you're coming home, and you're cleaning the house, and then now that is your life. It's just in that, you know, small quarters. You realize, oh my gosh, you and I actually don't communicate, or things that have been bothering us from the past is now really building up, so things like this happen, and divorce is obviously a reality for many, which is sad to say.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's always been, you know, a pretty high rate, but I think it's definitely worse now that COVID has hit, for sure.
So, Rebecca, you've represented a lot of celebrities, including the celebrity family.
We're married.
Consider that a divorce.
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger's family. So are working with celebrities and being in the spotlight easier or harder for a lawyer?
Oh, it's definitely harder because there's pressure to, you know, do well for the case. I mean, obviously you want to do well no matter what, no matter who your client is. But I mean, if the world is watching and you're being interviewed about it and now, you know, everybody's looking to see what the outcome is going to be, you feel like definitely much more pressure for sure.
And it's got to be a lot of pressure, especially for, you know, and Tracy and I were brought up this way. We had powerhouse women in our family that basically was like, you get your education, you get your job, then you get yourself a man, because mm-hmm. you will always make sure that you're able to support yourself in case something ever happens.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my dad was the same way. My dad was Chinese, you know. So, you know, typically a lot of Chinese men are like, you know, girls don't need to go to school. They don't need to get college. But my father was definitely, you know, you will get an education. I mean, I remember when I was in high school at one point, I said, oh, maybe I'll be a nurse. And I remember him looking at me saying, why would you be a nurse when you're smart enough to be a doctor? You know, like, ooh, yeah. And I remember thinking, oh, nurse is like a good profession, you know, but that was, you know, my father was a doctor. So, you know, that was part of why he said that. But, yeah, no, I mean, I say I'm grateful that I had a father who was, you know, you have a man is not a financial plan.
Ooh, that's a good one. You got to write that. That's got to be a new meme.
Yes, it does.
A man is not a financial plan.
Girl.
I love it, Rebecca. So let's talk about the celebrity couples. Who do you think is going to last and who is not? Because there's so many that Tracy and I talk about, too.
Oh, gosh. I mean, I really have no idea. Searching my brain and thinking, like, who's out there. I mean, you know, J-Lo's, you know, with this, you know, baseball player A-Rod, been through so many different guys. I mean, it's really hard to say, like, is this the one that is finally the one?
Right.
I kind of doubt it. You know what I mean? Ooh. Like, I think a lot of them are, at this point, they don't even bother to try to get married because they're probably not going to last.
Well, this is funny, too, because we were spilling some tea with the J-Lo herself, who has never gotten Botox. God bless that woman. Mm. She looks fierce. She was telling A-Rod, hey, man, what is up with that body you got going on? I don't care. You need to get yourself in the gym. I don't care COVID is going on. You better look good for me. She's not happy the way he has let himself go.
Ooh, that's funny. I mean, I remember when my husband had put on some weight at one point. And you know, and it's like, how do you, you know, mention that? And I remember at one point he was like, well, maybe I should lose some weight. And I remember finally going, well, you know, you might want to be healthy. You know, your dad had diabetes. You don't want that. Yeah. You know, trying to be like gentle.
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Rebecca, she got it going on. Yeah. Another one I'm like very concerned about. Well, first off, I mean, Angelina Jolie, let the guy go.
Oh,
let Brad
gosh.
Pitt go. And then now Adele going through a really like horrific marriage. I mean, more money, more problems, right, Rebecca?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've only ever represented high net worth individuals in divorce. And, you know, it just means they have more money to spend, you know, on lawyers and make it last a whole lot longer. And especially when a narcissist is involved, which a lot of times there are when you deal with celebrities or lots of money, they get off on making people miserable and having it go a long time and spend lots of money.
So, Rebecca, is that why it's so hard to divorce a narcissist? Like, how much does it usually cost?
Mm. You know, I actually just did. I have a private Facebook group, and which all of your listeners, if they're dealing with a narcissist, are certainly welcome to join. But I did a survey in there, and a great percentage of the people said that it took longer than 3 years and more than $100,000.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it takes a long time and lots of money. Unless you employ some of the tactics that I teach on how to negotiate with narcissists, because that's the only way that you'll ever be able to not end up in that situation.
Well, you know, one huge celebrity marriage that is going on that we're really curious to ask you is, what is your advice when it comes to this beautiful woman?
It seems like just yesterday that we were at our first convention where my husband accepted the Republican nomination and then became our 45th president of the United States.
Should she divorce Donald Trump? Should she, girl?
Well, I don't know what kind of prenup she's got going on there. But, I mean, I have seen these memes that, like, as soon as he lost, that she was, like, running to her divorce attorney and all of that. But, you know, I don't know what's motivating her, you know? I mean, if she is liking the money and the lifestyle and that's good for her, then, you know, fine. Especially if she's not going to, you know, get anything if she leaves him. I mean, she probably had to sign some ironclad prenup, I'm certain of that.
Right.
But, you know, in my opinion, I think anybody who is married to a narcissist needs to get out of that relationship and fast, because it ends up eating away at your soul. You know, I call it a soul decision. You know, you really can't be your full self and feel whole and complete when you're in a relationship where somebody's constantly devaluing you and treating you like crap.
Sure. Sure. Man, I was reading up on Donald Trump and his first wife, Ivana. I think she got like $20 million out of him. Wow. And then I was looking at one when J-Lo was married to her backup dancer.
Oh, yes.
They were married for like 9 months, and I think he got like $12 or $18 million. I'm like, whoa. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Well, you know, probably because they lived in California, and, you know, half of all of her earnings during that period of time would have been considered community property.
Wow.
And so there you go. And especially when there's no prenup. I mean, the only way to protect earnings is through a prenup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Prenup.
Yes.
Get your prenup.
No.
Once again, we're speaking with Rebecca Zung. She is the best-selling author and top divorce attorney. Heck, you are the top 1% attorney, having been recognized as the best lawyer in America by U.S. News and so many more. I love your best-selling book, Negotiate Like You Matter. Girl, where can we find you?
Well, for sure, come check out my YouTube channel. I just really started paying attention to it in March, and I have almost 100,000 subscribers as we speak. So go to youtube.com/Rebecca Zung. Definitely my website, which is RebeccaZung.com, and Instagram is @RebeccaZung as well. And I do have a free Crush My Negotiation worksheet for anybody who wants it, and that's at WinMyNegotiation.com.
Not only are you a powerhouse, you are the number one top of what you do, and you're absolutely gorgeous. So because we've been following you on Instagram, so you have it all. So we got to give a clap to you, for sure.
Thank you.
We love it. Well, Rebecca Zung, thank you so much for offering, you know, top tips, and exactly for all of you that are in Madtown and surrounding areas, that you can tell and you know that you are married to a narcissist and you want to get out and you want to learn how to protect yourself during this very emotional process. This is your girl to go to, RebeccaZung.com. Rebecca, we hope to have you on the show again.
Thank you so much for having me. So fun to hang with you girls.
Oh, aww. You're so welcome. There you have it with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.